Was asked the following question. Sheila. Reuven Bikesh. There are plastic doesn't.
Oh,
Reuven Bikesh Limsar Ma'isav Lashimin. Sheilve Isam Beribis. The rights that Liktais. So Reuven wants to give money to Shimon and get back Ribbis. The rights that Liktais Simoy Besach Mavur. And he wants to get a set amount. Vishiela Gamkin Kimat Bitochum Gomer Bekaren. And he wants to have full protection on his Karen. So Shalayya Nifsad Le Klaus, he shouldn't lose his principle. Ve'ichyasa beheter. So how do you do this beheter? In other words, he wants everything. He wants not only
how do you violate the whole business without being caught.
Right. You know, it's one thing, okay, you know, I wanna be guaranteed.
That's basically, Rabbi, I need a heter.
Right. I wanna be guaranteed a 5% return. Okay, so you wanna be guaranteed a 5% return, but you gotta take some risk. Right? A 10% return. That's fine. But you can invest in the guy. You'll invest, but investment you may lose. No, I don't want to lose either. Okay, so you can't have both, right? So this is the Shaila asked to the Shmos Hadeshin. Classic Shaila. How do you get out of the problem of ribis and still be guaranteed your carry? Okay? Zakta Shmos Hadeshin. Okay, tshuva. Yira limtzei takana v'tzdadim lasis beheter. There's a way to do it. Ela demistafina, but I'm nervous. T'shema yidei dikduke halalu u'bakashas tachbulois lahatir. Mekach u'matan b'ribis yed divrei tera dorm l'chukha v'tlula s'choik v'hito. If I start playing around too much, maybe you could share. Someone could share. So maybe if you start playing around too much with these heterim, you're going to end up making a joke out of the whole thing. We always say tzadikim yelchuba. I got to tell you the halacha, and you got to do the best you can with it. So it says it like this.
You know, there's a problem in the way he asked the question. I picked that up right away.
Right. So he said, listen, I don't really like your question.
There's a way to ask a question. Yeah. He's not asking it the right way.
Right. I don't really like
the question
you.
Is, I want to do X, please find me a heter.
Okay, so that's the...
As opposed to saying, this is the scenario, what's the halacha?
He's clearly searching for. Yeah. So Zarkut Shumas like this.
That's why he gets that
moves back. It says, Mois hal yisoyim mutter. You know, it's basically what he's saying is, I'm nervous to give you this information. Because you may not do all the details right, you may get out of hand. But, Lamaisa, that's the halacha, so I'm going to say it, and if you mess up, it's your fault, not mine. So it says like this. Gabihel Damrin, and Mois hal yisoyim mutter lahalvois and karv l'schar. You're allowed to do a ribis derabanan for yisoyimim. So now this is what they do. If you make a keren, la'elein is yisoyimim, so they collect money. They don't want the yisoyimim to spend all the money when they're young, right? So what they do is that they invest the money to yisoyimim, and the yisoyimim live off the keren, off the ribis. Okay, so you're allowed to do that. So it says, near the hechad d'chol achrayis al hanoisin, shari afilu liktzayitz. Dein kan milve elopikodin vischar ma'is of noitel. So Tosfos says like this: if the yisoyimim can do the following, they can say kol achrayis al hanoisin. These that will give away all the achrayis. We'll keep all the achrayis, but you know, take the money. We'll keep all the achrayis. If you make a bad investment, it's all problem. But any money that comes back, we're gonna get the money. Uve Tosfos shari. So, right now, the Shmos Hadeshin just brought a Tosfos that established for us this concept that we learned last week, that if you have the achrayis, if the person giving the money, investing the money, keeps achrayis, then it takes away from the halva. It's not really a halva.
It's not halva.
Right, because halva means that that you're guaranteed your money back, and all the achrayis on the money is by the makabel.
So what keeps
What keeps the
working partner straight?
No, so now the question is, but still, you can't just go with this heter because the guy wants to be guaranteed.
This guy doesn't want any loss.
This guy doesn't want to take any loss. Exactly.
He wants everything.
Right, correct.
He wants the ribbons, he wants no risk.
So really, you're saying, really, if you're investing in the person and if you take the loss, you're going to talk about
exactly.
It. It's just a regular business
deal. It's a regular business deal. The problem is, this guy doesn't want to take any losses, okay? So it was like this. Let's go to the next to the paragraph on the second column where it says me'ata. Okay, this underlined halfway in the paragraph is underlined me'ata. Umata, based on this idea, yesh takana laso, is kolam avur la'el b'she'ela b'heter b'derech zeh. Whatever you asked, I could be matter in the following manner. Sheruvain hanoisein yikabel alav kol achrayis afilu shal gneva v'aveda v'yafres alamida l'kabel alav shafilum yoyivdu o yignivu v'yufstudu afilu b'pshia yebachar yusay. So the guy, the person who asked the question asked the following question: how do we make money? How can I give money and guarantee my principal and still make money? So he says, well, charge him money. You know, you're expecting back a 5% return or a 10% return or whatever. And as the noisin, the investor, you accept upon yourself all the achrayas.
That's what he's paying for. He's not paying for the loan. He's paying for the fact that all the responsibility is relieved from him.
Okay, fine.
But that's what you're saying?
Or he's guaranteed dividends, a return on his money. Right? It's an investment. I'm giving you money.
But he can't get dividends on his investment because that's ribbis.
No, it's not ribbis because the noisein, the one giving the money, is keeping all the achrayas. So it's not a loan.
But that's what he's paying for.
5% guaranteed.
That's what he's paying for. He's paying for the relief of the responsibility from every side.
That could be why you have to say that for.
Why should you pay that? Don't take it.
Because that has nothing to do with the money. It has to do with the arrangement.
Why can't it just be he's getting back he's being guaranteed a return on his money, but it's not a loan because the noisein accepted all their achrayas. Fine. It's simple.
But he's not getting interest on the way I'm saying it.
Why can't you guarantee? There's no such thing as guaranteeing a return?
Hold on, because he's not getting interest on the loan.
Because if he's taking out responsibility for Gneva Menaveda, then.
Who's he?
The guy who's giving, no sin.
He's accepting all the Christ on the money.
Right, so therefore, if something happens, he's not going to get the 5% return.
Oh, fine, but if there's no loss on the Karen, I want to guarantee a 5% return back on my money. Fine. Now, the question is, the big problem with this is he didn't gain anything.
The way I'm looking at it is he's not paying interest on the money. He's paying for the privilege of having all the responsibility left with the loaner, left with the guy giving the loan. He's paying for that service, not for the money. He's paying for the arrangement.
I'm paying 5% for the service of giving me the money.
He's paying for the arrangement. You see it that way? Any possibility? Because that already, it's a different
story. I don't think you have to say that. Why can't you just say, I'm guaranteeing you a 5% return on your money, but you have to take all the noisein has to keep all the responsibility in case it gets lost. That's more what's going on here.
How can you guarantee and then say, but there could be a loss? It's not a guarantee. Or I'm hoping to give you a 5% return if it works out.
It's not a guarantee. You can lose it.
Yeah, so it's not a guarantee. It's contradictory.
Right. It's not like a guarantee, like we're talking about a guarantee.
Right, Chai's on the Karen. If the Karen is still here.
That's what's guaranteed.
But the. What? The Karen's not guaranteed at all.
That's
okay. The bottom line is, he's saying to them, if you make money on the money, I get the money. Whatever, if you get profits, I make profits. If there's losses, I'll take the loss. So there's no halva over here. Okay, now, go to the where it's underlined. V'gam yikabel alav, but the mekabel hamois, the guy that's getting the money, should accept upon himself, shelo yehi ne'eman afil b'shvua deraisa. Here's the knech. The problem is, remember, part of what the noisein wanted is that he wants to protect his principal. So how is he protecting it? If he's taking all the achrayas, how is he protecting his principal? So Zokter, what you do is, you make a condition that you're right. If you prove to me that my money got lost, I'll take the loss. But the only way you could prove to me that the money got lost is with two eidim. You got to give me two witnesses that the money got lost. And you have to show me that you didn't totally, you know, with any negligence, you know, throw the money out. You have to bring me witnesses from the Rav of the city, okay, the Rav of the city and the Shamash of the city, that they're going to testify that you did what you're supposed to do with the money.
You handled it responsibly.
What? That you handled it responsibly. If you have those witnesses, I'll take all the losses. You got to prove to me, though, that you didn't totally, you weren't negligent. You weren't negligent with the money. Now.
You choose the witnesses.
Who? The noisein? The noisein says, you got to bring them. Now, Lemaisa, that's a pretty good guarantee on your money because there's no way that he's going to be able to produce these witnesses.
Why?
Because how's the Rav going to know this guy's business?
Because if that happened to me, for example, I would make sure to get the Rav involved early. If that's the condition, I'm going to get the Rav early.
Okay,
so that's
his fate.
If you're going to get the Rav early, you're not running the line.
If you're going to get the Rav early, then
that's irrelevant to him. No, he's already made the deal. Okay. He already made the deal. I'll say, okay, no problem.
To have a guarantee. That's why
he he's making it unrealistic for him to ever be able to produce these witnesses. Okay? Sheyesh lahem yediyah b'masa matan shabir. They have to know what's going on a little bit. Heima yu ne'manim l'ha'id b'raya v'yediyah g'mura u'b'derek zeh yeh b'toach b'keren sholay. That's a way for him to feel protected in the Karen. Because if there's a bad investment, you turn Ruben Sheaf Suda Bemazin.
So if you tell me there's a bad investment, I'll tell you, listen, did you prove to me there's a bad investment? Is the Rav saying it was a bad investment?
Well, if you can't prove to me, you know, that you just, it's not your fault, I'm going to assume it's your fault and you got to give me back my money. You can tell me maybe that there was no principal, there was no interest. But to tell me that there was no, that the Karen got lost, I'm not going to believe you.
So this is a price of like limited liability. It's very limited.
It's not limited. It's all of it, but you can never put him down.
He doesn't get the 5%. He just gets the
5%. Well, not in that case. Yeah.
Right. This is 5%.
Does it have to be possible? I mean, why can't you just say if here is growing on your palm?
No, because then it's halva.
Oh, so it has to be possible.
Right, it has to be that as well. That's why he says it has to be a Rav that's involved in business. Because if it's a Rav that's not involved in business, it's totally not okay. What are you going to say? You're going to say that you bring me a Rav Steinman to your aid? It doesn't make any sense.
I'm not going to believe you.
Well, you're not going to make such a tonight. I have a tine of mazik. I have a tine of mazik on you until you prove me otherwise. Usually, it's a much more half right. I'm making a taina that I'm tining that you're a matter. I'm tining. I'm giving you the money, but I have the upper hand in the maso matan. I'm being a tevei that you are mazik until you prove me otherwise.
It's
sheker.
When
is sheker? When is sheker? There's any proof? There's any proof to that?
He's admitting to it.
That's the condition. You're accepting money with that condition. I don't have to believe your taina, wouldn't we? I don't have to believe that what you're saying.
His problem also is that according to the Torah, Adam is enough. You can't stipulate.
No, you're allowed to stipulate. That's the whole point.
Why are you stipulating that? Forget the stipulation.
When it's not true, I don't know what that means.
You're right. I have a taina which is going to work. It'll
what's sheker? There's a sheker. That's the taina. The taina is that you're mazikan. So what's the taina back? I wasn't. I don't believe you. What's sheker chal in there?
You'll win. But the maizik is that you're getting money which you don't have any rights to.
What?
That's you get the Achrayus. El Amai, it just happens to be that in Bezdin you're going to win because you don't believe anybody else. And you stipulate you're not going to believe anybody else.
So he's responsible for it. He's responsible to give me the money if he can't prove it. How goofa?
He agreed that the Rav has
the you don't owe me the money unless you're master.
You're going to give me the investment. You're going to give me a profit unless you can prove that there were no profits because...
No, you're not talking about profits now. I'm talking about the principal, but whatever. Same thing. So he says like this. Shem Avdu Yitoin Ruben Shev Sidu B'meizu B'yadayim V'lo Yuchal Shimon La'amez Dvarav Raka P'yarav V'ashatz V'karav D'karav U'levadai Shlo Yedu Kol Achrayis V'shari Le'liktsayis K'demavur Le'el. So he says the Shema Sadeshan, I got you what you wanted. I made it into an investment that you're going to get back in return on your money, but you're guaranteed your principal to a certain degree because this guy's never going to be able to prove to this guy's never going to be able to prove, right? This guy's never going to be able to prove that that your achrayus came to fruition. So therefore,
because
you're never going to be able to produce that the managing partner will never be able to produce the witnesses that he needs to produce to be able to.
Why not?
Because it's very unlikely that they're going to know the details of this business deal. Okay?
Now, you know, let's think of somebody in our community that would get a pass this thing in front of rabbis. I'd get him involved in the deal. I'd get him involved in the deal.
Okay. I hear it.
I'm saying it's not never, it's not impossible.
If it would be impossible, it would be awesome.
Okay.
Because so if it would be impossible, then it would be halva. You're basically, you can't guarantee it. It has to be not guaranteed. So it has to be that it's not guaranteed. But it's enough guaranteed that I could sleep easy at night. That's the point. You can't talk a guarantee. You can't say like Zelig. You can't say okay I take all the cries, but. Unless, you know, whatever, the sun doesn't go down one night, I'm not going to believe you. You can't do that because then you're guaranteeing your money. Then you're back to halva. Right, you can't do that. The probability is too low. All right? So now, there's no such thing. Right. So now, the...
It's like, I was explaining, it's like the difference between criminal court and civil court. Because you have to pay for a crime doesn't mean you committed the crime. In civil court, you're still chayav tashlum without being proven guilty. So you have to pay him back, even though I can't prove that you were actually mazik the money because you didn't meet my standard of proof.
Okay. Fine. I don't think Masama, I don't think good momentus works like that. Whoever has the tain and bezin, that's who wins. There's no emesin sheker. The emesin sheker is whoever has the best tain and bezin. That's how you pass in the din. So the next page is the lavush. So the lavush wanted to take this a step fighter. Okay, so now we were getting closer to our goal. Our goal is to figure out a way to weasel out of ribbis. Right? So now we got closer because what you could do is the goal is to weasel, to wiggle out of ribbis.
Collect interest without conquering.
Yeah, to right. So now we got closer because what we did was we have an investment.
You're done.
No, you're not done because all you did now was you said I'm making an investment and I want to get back the profits, but I'm guaranteed but I still can't guarantee profits. I can't charge you 10% yet because, like you said, I can't say, well, I'm guarantee me I'm just in an investment now. So whatever money the investment produces, it produces. If it produces 2%, I'll get
2%. How do you know how much it produces?
What?
Why can't we say with a small suit that you produce 5%?
Oh, so here's the lavush. So lavush comes along. That there was someone that wanted to say what you're saying. If someone wanted to say what Rabbi Miliaz is saying, is that say the same cheshbon as the Chumash Adesha and say it on the ribbis. And say, and also, by the way, I'm going to assume that you made 5% until the Rav tells me not like that.
Oh, right.
So he said,
and it's continuing to reduce 5% despite the fact that the money doesn't exist anymore.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it does.
As far as I'm concerned, the money exists.
So now says the lavush like this: the ata re'ei toz gadol mizeh hamoire. Whoever wanted to paskin like this,
where are we?
In the lavush, where it's right two lines before it's in the new paragraph there, where before it's underlined. The ata. Okay. So he says like Va'ata Re'ei Taus Hagodol Mizeh Hamoire. Whoever wanted to come up with that idea, Taus Gadol Lahatir Ribis Gomor. Why? Kitausai Mefursemis. It's a portion of the mistake. She'ein Zed Doi Meklal. It's nothing to do with the Chumash Adeshin. The Takanas are going about Chumash Adeshin. Shehuza Lehimzi Takanazu Vehekel Ktsas. He felt bad for the guy. Listen, the guy wants to make a good business deal. He's not very savvy in business. He's going to make a bad deal. He's going to go into a bad investment. He wants to guarantee his principal. Fine, so he come up with a heter for that. I'll go down to the next underlying stuff part. The Chumash would have never been matir, a guarantee on the amount of money coming in. Okay. Now I don't. What's exactly the difference? So he goes back and forth, but where it's underlined a little bit later, says the bishlam atakanas hagoyin baal chumas sedeshin shehi ena el ala karen shehil v'loy, that you made this deal that you know that you need to come up with these chashav witnesses to show me that to get out of the principal payment. That makes sense. כשיגיע הזמן, אם יאמר אלוהי והפסדתי מן הקרן, יאמר המלווה, בורי לי שסך כך וכך יש לבחור. Listen, I give you this amount of money. That I know for sure. The noisen, the investor, will say, I gave you $100. I know that I had that for you. You got to prove to me that you lost it. That's what you're saying. You got to prove to me that you lost. Because I have a good taina. I have a bari. I have a real taina. Because I know I gave you $100. Right, so I know that at some point in history, the investor tells the manager, says, listen, I gave you for sure this amount of money. You got to prove to me that you lost it, that you could do. But look where he underlines it again. Aval al haribis, towards the bottom, five lines from the bottom. Aval al haribis, on the investment, on the interest payments, the malvah doesn't have any taina. What's the malvah taina? I know that you made 5% until you prove others? I don't know anything. Shaf im haloyve pasal asatzman mishvua alzeh v'gam pasal kol edim shuboilam mikolokam amava lo yuchal itzun bori shir vachta li kach v'kach shamir lo yir vachta. I can't tell you, I have no taina. The malva, this is already like similar to what you're saying. The investor has no taina to get back a set amount of prints of interest because he has no idea, he has no taina to get it back. So what's he going to say? I know for sure that you gave me 5%. I don't know anything.
But it's a logical business move. You know, you invest money in a business and you don't know that he's going to show you the books to make sure that you're getting your profits. So you say, okay, so we're going to set up that if you don't show me the books, there's a minimum amount of profit.
Fine, just show me the books. No, fine. Fine, just show me the books.
We're agreeing that we're going to assume the stock's profit is going to be 5% unless you prove to me otherwise.
So I'll show you the books.
So show me the books. So,
okay, so the way you have to have Adam for the books.
Adam, but not the Rav and the thing.
No, but that's
I have no taina to show me more than the books. What's my taina?
I want to make sure that I'm getting my money. So I want you to have the rubber ball to make sure that the books are accurate. And if you can't do that, then...
So, Tuna Sedeshan is saying that whole thing with the Rav only makes sense if it starts the other way. That I really have a taina, and since I have a taina, for you to get out of my taina, you have to produce that witnesses. I can't just make up out of nowhere. I can't go up to you and say, if the Rav doesn't like you, give me $100. You can't do that. So, I don't have a... it's a smart. It's nachal. There's no taina to get the money. So he's saying, well, nice, so there's no taina to get back the money. So we're halfway there. We can give you money, and I can go into a deal, and I can get profits, and I can guarantee my principal based on this shvua, but I can't necessarily figure out a way to guarantee how am I going to get interest. Okay? So that's where we're holding right now.
What do you mean you'll get profits?
I'll get profits if you make a good investment with my money.
Wow.
Right? Okay? So. So the halacha is like this.
So the first case, he has no time against the percentage. Let's say he gives him 1%, sorry, I only need 1%, you don't have to prove anything.
I only need 1%, so you get 1%. If you say you made zero, you made zero. If you say you made negative, then I don't have to believe you.
Then you have to talk through it.
Okay. So the first person who came up with a formal something called the Heter Iska was the Sma. The Sma, the Pirshan Shulchan Aruch, which is written by the Prisha. So in Kuntras HaSma, he on Hilchos Rubin, which is the next page, so he explains like this. He says, first of all, the first couple of paragraphs, he kind of just says you got to be very... You have to be very careful, you know, make sure that everything's good. Kol ish v'isha lahavi lahoin yidiyah shalai yasa shum halva shum his askas on yasina al schoira b'in yishayla me'esek ha'revach. You should never give money in a way that you're going to guarantee to get back money. Akopan, which is a ribis ktsutsa, it's very possible to be ribis ktsutsa. You got to ask a Rav, you got to know what you're doing.
Isn't that the banking system today? Let's say an individual is the bank. You got the FDIC that guarantees your principal, and he's giving you interest. That's guaranteed. You're getting the interest. The only thing that makes that work is the fact that you're putting your money in a bank.
Well, that's why it's awesome.
And that's
how you know it'll go with a Jewish bank.
Jewish bank or a Jewish bank? Jewish bank.
That's your right. You're a Jewish banker.
Of course that's a problem, yeah.
That's the case, though, that you're presenting.
Yeah, he's lending you money, and he's getting a guarantee on the principal, and he's getting all the interest. Absolutely.
What about third parties guaranteeing the principal? Why is it the same?
What?
Why if the third parties guaranteeing the principal is it the same? I'm buying an insurance product to guarantee the principal.
I don't know about a third party. I'm asking. A third party guaranteeing it is not so possible.
The FDIC?
Yeah.
It's like an insurance. It's an insurance company that's guaranteeing.
You're still charging interest.
I'm saying, in terms of
the bank really is taking, in that case, the bank is taking a price on it. It's just on some wacky case that they go bankrupt or whatever. But, okay, now look at the Gimel. The Gimel says like this. Who's ever giving the money, the investing partner, has to trust the managing partner. So he says you have to actually believe the person with a shvua. He has to make a shvua, but you have to be able to believe him that the interest that comes in is whatever profits he made. You can't force him to a corner and say, well, you got to give me 5%. Maybe I didn't make 5%. So he has to be believed with a shvua that correct. He doesn't need Aiden. He needs a shvua, because that you're allowed to do. Partners are allowed to make one another make a shvua.
It's a huge thing. Yeah, but remember, Truman's edition was saying that he had a tnai not to believe him with a shvua, but Dafka to ask him.
Right, but that's on the principle. So the Sma's not saying that. The Truman's edition is more makel than that. The Truman's edition says you could tell the guy, I don't believe you on the Karen, I don't believe you on the principle. If the principle loses money, I don't believe you with a shvua. You have to take Adim. But on the principle so far, on the Karen, on the Ribbis, right, to guarantee the amount of interest that's made or the profits that are made, that we have no additional proof beyond what it says here. Okay, now, okay, same thing is in the Chai Adam, in the Chachmas Adam, which is the next page there. The Chachmas Adam says the same thing. Chachmas Adam says, where it's underlined, he says, Avgav detikim aram shlo yiyeh neman al hefsed bekeren kim al pi edim. Even though, based on the Trumas Hadeshen, we came up with a heter that the makabel, the person who got the money, is not going to be believed if the money goes bust, unless he has Edim. Aval al harevach, but on the amount of interest, loy mahani mashemasne shelo yenemon. That's not going to work. Ki im al pi Edim. Deshema be'emes lo herviach, v'nimtza noitel ribis. Okay, that maybe there was no money, you're getting ribbis back from your money, you're getting extra money, you can't, the whole point is that you're getting the money that your money made, you're getting the real dividends, but there's no real dividends, okay, you can't just get extra money, so therefore, again, the Chosadim goes with this idea, okay, so we still don't have a good way how to guarantee the principle.
That sounds like another sfer, a second sfer why you can't use from Leo's trick. Because maybe it's not true.
Well, that's the point.
And therefore, you end up really collecting the Etzem Ribbis.
It's Etzem Ribbis, right. Okay? Now, with this in mind, we're going to now start explaining a little bit the basic concept of how the Heter Iska works, okay? What the Heter Iska does is, we may have discussed this in a different time, but what the Heter Iska does is, based on the Trumas Hadeshen and based on the Sman, what we do is like this. We take the guy's money, the person says, I'm lending you $1,000. And I want to get back 10%. So the problem is, that's a problem. That's ribbis, you can't do that. So what you do is you say, I'm not lending you $1,000. I'm investing with you. I'm making an iska. Now remember what an iska is. An iska, we learned last week, is that you split the profits. You split the profits, but you also split the, price. Divide the achrayas. Okay? And we said the reasons for that, Chazal wanted that, because each person gains a little bit. This person gains that he's making half the money, and the person gains that he's gaining half the achrayas. Okay? But the bottom line is, you take the money and you say, listen, I'm not giving you $1,000, stamazoy, I'm giving you $1,000 as an iska that we're going to split the profits. Okay?
On the whole thing.
Yeah, we're going to split all the profits, but we're also going to split all the achrayas. Okay? Now, I don't want to split the achrayas, because the guy who's giving the money doesn't want to split the achrayas. The guy who's giving the money, he wants to be guaranteed all of his money back. So what does he do based on the Trumas Hadeshen? He says, well, we'll theoretically split all the achrayis, but you, the makabel of the money, is not going to be neeman to prove that any loss happened to the principal unless he brings witnesses and whatever, and it's not going to be possible. So now, even though it's half and half, the noisin can be rest assured that he's going to get back all of his money. Fine. Now, what about on the flip side? What about getting back the principal? So the way you're going to get back the interest, how are you going to get back your interest? How are you going to get your 10%? So if you could figure out a way to guarantee that this investment will make 20, you'll get 10, right? Because you're going to get half the revach. But how are you going to guarantee that this investment made 20? So, well?
Who's coming up with this idea?
The what?
The formula. Whose formula is this?
Who's making the whole thing, the iska?
Who's mantzi this?
Whose idea was it originally? So it's basically in this sma, you know, this is what he's building up to. The sma was the one that really originated this idea. But before he does that, you know, and there's one before that is the Takanas Krakow, but we're not going to get involved in that. That's the Nachal Shiva. That's the first page there, if you want to look at it. But this is the idea of the iska. That's what you try to do. The only question is, how are you guaranteeing your 20%? So really, from the sma, you see the way you could guarantee the 20%. Because the sma said is that you could make them tell you, listen, I don't have to believe you how much interest there was unless you make a shvua. Unless you make a shvua. Now, the thing is, an Erlich Hayyid doesn't want to make a shvua. Right? But he also, but like you said, you can't, even if he doesn't make a shvua, you can't say, I'm not going to believe you that there was, I'm not going to believe you that, if you don't make a shvua, I'm going to assume that there was a 20% interest on the investment. You can't do that either. Because if there's no 20%, you're getting free money. And you can't get free money. Because that's still a problem. It's still, there is a halva here. On half, right? There is a partial halva. Remember, half the money is a halva. Since half the money is halva, if you're going to get back 20% of the rivers, it doesn't come to you. You can't do that. And then
it has to be half and half.
Yeah, it's half and half.
What is all the
offer? And why does it be half and half? Why does it be 37?
Well, unless you're masna, otherwise it's half and half. So it means you have to.
It's all the offerings, the etzim on.
Correct. That's a transition setup, but we're not going with all that. Because that you could do that, and it makes it easier. But in a simple case of an iska, which what we did last week, the iska is 50-50. So what you're doing is you're taking this halva, it's the same lumdus as a Truma Sedeshin, but you can't tell the person, well, I'm not going to believe you unless you make a shvua of how much interest you made, how much profits came in from this business deal, I'm going to assume there's 20%. Because if there was no 20%, that means the 10% that you're getting is not from your half, it means you're getting money out of his pocket because you lent him money. Because remember, the $1,000 that you gave him for this iska, 500 of it is really a loan. Just 500 of it is the business deal. So you can't guarantee and say, I want to for sure get 10% back. Okay? So how are you guaranteeing your money? So here's the knitch. The knitch, what you do is, you tell him, listen, really, for you to be believed, you can't show up to Bezin and say, oh, I made 5%. I don't have to believe you for that because you have to make a shvua. But the guy says, I don't want to make a shvua. I'm not going to go into such a deal that the only way for me to prove myself is make a shvua. No one wants to make a shvua with a Sefer Torah, it says. You make a shvua holding a Sefer Torah. I'm not making a shvua holding a Sefer Torah. Okay, but that's the deal. You know, I'm not giving you the money unless you can make that shvua. So he says, okay, I'll make a deal for you. That if, in order, do me a favor, in order to pater me from my shvua, if you absolve me of my chiv shvua on this business deal, I'll give you 10%. So what the 10% that you're getting now is not interest. The 10% you're getting me is payment for the release of the shvua. That's the point. So mamela, the 10% is the payment for the releasing of the shvua.
Why can't you do it on a kula iska?
What?
Why do you have to do this only on a half-half? What happens if it's all investment?
Well, the question really is, if it's a p'tur shvua, so then why does it have to be equal to the amount that you're, you know, kind of projecting from the thing?
What? That's what we made up.
Last week, because there's no reason. The 50-50 deal was a default position.
Yeah.
That the option always exists to change that.
But you could. You could. But this is the most realistic, because we don't want to make Kulei Pekudin. This concern is with Kulei Pekudin. Because if you make Kulei Pekudin, it's less realistic. It's less realistic that the guy would be masking.
How does the 50-50 ameliorate that? How does it?
Why is it 50-50?
No, I'm saying, yeah. I mean, you're saying that it needs to be 50-50 so that it's more realistic.
How because like this. What happens is like this. That if the person, if you can project that out of this investment, okay, the investing partner gives $1,000 to the managing partner. Instead of a loan, we don't look at it as a loan with 10% interest. We say that the money is split between us. I'm lending you $500 to do as you want and put it into the business, but the investor is putting $500 of his own money into the business as well. So now the $1,000 which is being invested is 50% the investing partner's and 50% a loan which he gave to the managing partner, but now it's the managing partner's chelek. The investing partner tells to the managing partner, says, listen, I want to see this investment make 20% and I want to get 10% back on my money. Okay? I'm only going to get 10% back on my money if the total of the profit was 20%, right? Now, what you tell the guy is, but the only way I'm going to believe it that there was less than 20% is with the Shavua, I'll charge you 10% to be Michael the Shavua. Now, if it's not realistic that this investment will make 20%, right? So then the fact that he's masking to pay you 10% to get out of Shavua is really ribbous. Because why would he agree to that? There's no reason for him to agree to that.
But it's still just payment for a release.
I know, but why would he pay so much?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't become ribbons just because it's unrealistic.
Yeah, but it becomes ribbons because he's only going into this deal in the first place because you're willing to lend him the other half of the money.
Anyhow,
I'm saying, but you can't take advantage of his desperateness.
But it doesn't make it ribbons. It just makes it wrong.
No, that's ribbons. Because since you're desperate, therefore I'm going to charge you a lot of money to patu the shvua.
I understand, but if technically you made it into a payment for a release of a shvua somehow.
You're right, but I'm saying you're not allowed to do that.
Take advantage.
I'm saying, but you're not allowed to do that unless it's realistic.
It's not ribbons.
Unless it's realistic, you're not supposed to do that. That's the point. So therefore we try to find an interest rate which is going to be realistic with the investment that you're looking for. Okay?
And let's say he's 100% masking, he's not investing the money, he's paying his electrical.
Okay, that's going to be a different child. We're going to talk about that if we get to it this week.
This only works for somebody who's scared of a shvua.
Okay, so these are the two things that Ramosha talks about over here.
Why is this any different than paying for the fact that, like Warren was saying, that you're paying for the, what were we saying before? What were you paying for? You're paying for the gift of
The release of responsibility.
Why is this any better? Paying for release of responsibility.
I don't know what you mean, is any better. What's your case that you want to have?
No, because we're saying...
This is this. You want to come up with a different answer?
What he's saying is this. If you're already paying to be released from the Shavua, and that's what the payment is for, that's the same thing as paying for the release of responsibility. Because the shvuah is what ties you to the responsibility. Now, you have no responsibility. The shvuah.
No, because the shvuah is not on the responsibility. The shvuah is just on the principle. It's on the ribbis, not on the principle. You were talking about the principle. That's much more complicated.
But the shvuah is just on the interest.
Right. Yeah, because on the principle, you're guaranteed
there's
anyway.
Is it just on the interest or is it on the profit?
The profit means... Now, here's a tricky example. Okay, look at this Igros Moshe. I think that's the next page. So the Tshuva Igros Moshe where it's underlined. Ubinuschayis kasuv in our heter iskas it says the following: Shem Yoimar Sheyehay Hefsid. If he's going to try to say that there was a loss, Yitzdarik Lahavi Edim Dafka. He has to prove it with witnesses. Avu b'Medina Zu, Bava in the Seinu Harabim. But in this country, Shechashudim Kama Anashim Lahayid Shaloi Bedin. But many people will testify falsely. Kemoi Me'umar, they'll testify without really knowing for sure. Valpi Mashim Amidin Lahabaldavar. Shalachin Toivah Hasnais, Shen Emanusa Beshvua, Chamura, Gamal Hefsid, Umaacha Shalay Yirtali Shava, Yemuchim Lashamla Nais, and Eschel Karevach Shehistin. Zeinian Heter Iska. Now, look at where he underlines the last line. V'tzarech sha'anoysen lo yeida b'mahu oisek, kadeh sh'lo yeida ha'noysen ba'atzmoy ma'shehoyav yochol ashbiyoy. He says the following. Okay, let me give a background to this tshuva of Moshe to be able to understand it. Okay, what's a classical case of when you need to comment, when you need to use the heter iska? Classical case is the following. Someone is looking to buy a house. Okay, the house costs him $250,000. He needs to borrow $100,000 from a friend to buy the house. So the friend says, sure, I'll lend you the money, but not for free. So he wants to charge him 10%. So what does he tell him? Okay, listen. I am borrowing, they're going to write a shtar the following. That the lender, he's investing with the managing partner $100,000 towards the purchase of a home. Okay? Towards the purchase of the home. And he's guaranteed his principal because if the principal ever goes down, if the principal, any time that the Mekabel says that the principal, that to lose the principal, he has to prove with witnesses, fine. Now, how's he guaranteeing his 5%? Because he's going to say that we split any profit that goes, if the house goes up, we split any profit. Okay? But I don't know how much the house goes up, and therefore you have to make a shvua. If you have to make a shvua, to pop to yourself on the shvua, you'll give me 5%. The problem is, let's say the person...
How much it went down.
Right, let's say the investor is the next door neighbor. And he knows that the house didn't go up in value. He knows the market. He knows that the house didn't go up in value. So what's he going to say? You have to make a shvua to tell me the profits, how much it went up. What's shvua? I have no right to make you make a shvua because I know exactly how much it went up or didn't go up.
What do you mean? So today, that's not only the next door neighbor, but it's basically everything's available.
In a case where that's true, but some communities, it's not the whatever it says on the internet, it's not the real value.
It's close.
No, actually,
not necessarily.
Say this. Listen, there's a special supply and demand situation within our community. You go to the other side of 6th Ave, you can have the exact same house in here that you have on the other side of 6th Ave. It's going to be worth $100,000 less on the other side of 6th Ave because you're not in walking distance of the shul. And it's a different type of neighborhood. So he's right that it's not necessarily...
It's not always the case. You may have to know the ins and outs. It's very common that you could have an under, you know, people have to...
So what happens in that case?
So in that case, Cesar Moshe, you can't use this heter iska. Because what's the whole taina? Is that I'm guaranteeing my 5% back.
I thought it was 10%. Getting cheated.
So,
5%
so,
already.
So exactly. I'm guaranteed my money back because in order for you to prove to me how much my investment made, you have to make a shvua, and you don't want to make the shvua, so therefore give me the 5% instead of the shvua. But I can't make you make a shvua. So says Rav Moshe, it doesn't work in that case. See, the yokel the in my yada anoisim b'mahu oisek harei efshar shemid the ba'atzmai shahaya hefsed oishlo haya revach v'lo shayach lashbiyoi oz v'yemuchrach likach pochis im yema'at revach v'gam lehefsed im yehefsed. Okay? So
you really couldn't do this with a business partner.
What?
You really couldn't do this with a business partner.
Well, because they know exactly what's going on. Okay, so this is the thing. So Rav Moshe is now taking it much more, he's making it more realistic. He's saying, listen, you can't just sign the shtar, okay, I got my 5% now. What are you doing? You're signing a shtar. If you're getting 5%, the borrower, call him, or the managing partner, is willing to pay 5% to absolve himself of a shvua. That only makes sense if you have the right to make a shvua. That's what Moshe says. And hu adin, here, I have over here. If someone is, in your case, someone is someone that doesn't care about making a shvua, why would he be willing to sign 5%? He's a fraya person. He doesn't care about making a shvua. Right? So he Taka says, the Chalkas Binyamin says that Yitaka shouldn't use this, it's not like a tchil to use this shtar with someone that doesn't care about making a shvua. Because it's not going to really work necessarily. Why would he be willing to sign 5%? I'm going to pay 5% to get out of a shvua, and I'd much rather make a shvua. If you're not a firm,
he doesn't take it seriously.
So you have to. So he says you have to. You know, it's a chatzir to do it another way. So Rav Moshe says the way out of this thing, is if you give someone money for a house or for a specific investment, you don't write in the shtar, I'm giving you money to invest in a house. You don't write that. What you write is, I'm giving you money to invest. And you do as best as you can. Now, you're probably buying this house, but maybe you're doing other things with other monies. So the $100,000 is not meshubah to this house. So therefore, yeah, it's true that this house is, you know, I know the value of it, but I don't know your other investments that you make. Right? So that's what he says in the next underlying part. He says, V'toiv lichtoiv shehamois lokach lasik b'hem be'esek shu toiv kifidas ha-bekiyim shiyeh mizeh ha-revach shehisnu shiyah lebe'ar ha-chati shal-noisen ha-percentin shehisnu, whatever percentage they did.
It's not going to help for, let's say, a Jewish bank who's making a home loan. As you're making a home loan, if a guy buy a house, you're giving the money to
he has money for the house. Mortgages are low, so he's willing to take a mortgage, but now he'd rather pay 4% on a mortgage and use the money to invest somewhere else. Right?
Yeah, but the bank's taking the house that's being purchased as collateral.
True. It's collateral, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the money has to be mishumet to that. I want to have a chelek in your investments. That's.
But it has to be clear that that's what I want, and as opposed to just in this house.
Yeah.
That has to be.
Unless you did a percent, which is realistic, that the house will continue to go up that amount, then you could do the house.
Even if the money goes straight towards the house, and everyone knows that. Because
well, everyone knows that it's different.
Everyone knows
because the bank's check is going to the seller.
Is that because maybe he used the money for something else,
or is the bank's check goes to the seller? It
goes to the lawyer's escrow. Yeah.
Is it because it could have been used for something else, or that it may be used for something else?
He
has other money that he would have used for this, and now
right, exactly. That's the point.
So he can pay his bill directly.
Yeah. Now it's like this.
But usually, the guys that have other money.
It's funny. Well, it depends.
You're basically waiving your right to shul in the beginning.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what comes up now that this is the idea of the iska. So the iska is not like it's not just the idea that you sign on a dotted line and now you take ribbis. There's a formality over here. You have to know what's going on. You're making an investment partnership that you're taking a chelik in the investment, and the percentage guaranteed back is because he doesn't want to make a shvuah how much money is invested. But again, was there really money made? Did an investment make money? And you have to know these things. Right, so that's where Moshe says you should change the nusach. Don't say it's limited to this thing. Now the question is the following: what happens? What about if it's behedya, it's a loan which is made for personal use. The guy's making a chasana and he has to borrow money to make a chasana. Okay, so what's the heter iska on that? There's no iska.
There's no iska
whatsoever. The money, the minute after the chasana is spent, and no zecher of it except for a couple of benches.
You get a percentage of the gifts.
Well, yeah. The chasana walking away with that. So, Lamaisa.
If you're going to say it's because he could. Not,
oh, so I'm saying. So, Lamaisa, there's an interesting, interesting Marmokim. So there is a tshuva from the Shol Meshiv, which is on the second column, Simon Kuf Samech. Okay, and the next page. So the Shol Meshiv has a very interesting tshuva. It's a Nishalti Milamed Echad. Someone was a Milamed, a Rebbe. She'ein l'shum mischar. Rak masher makabel schiris ha-milamed. This guy has no business and nothing to his name. All he has is his salary. V'ata tzorach lahasi b'noi, he has to make a chasana, v'elo lahasioi. V'tzorach lil vais mois al revochim. And he has to borrow money with interest. V'nishol imutud loy lahal vais atzad heter iska, kiven de ikr iska hu pagam milva pakim, because since heter iska. Since heter iska involves a business, v'arevach hu le'emtza oikifima shehispashu b'neyem, and they have to make a certain deal, v'arehu ein loy shum mischar, v'rak shalokeach ha-mois. Umasi b'noi, he has no business whatsoever, and he's just taking the money and spending it on the chasana. V'acha kachikach schir samalamdus, v'yishalim li ma'at im revochim v'im kein ein lo shum heter. He's going to pay a little bit back from his salary, and that's it.
So he's really asking this whole heter iska thing, but really I'm not a businessman.
Right.
So it's just
heter iska thing. That's the point. There's no iska.
Right.
You know? So this Rebbe knew what he was talking about. He asked a good shayla. So he wants to say a very interesting a heter in the Shalom Eshev, in the brackets there in the bottom. But Alkein Nira Lefieni Yez Daiti Dinya Heter Iska Hu Kol Ma Shehir Viach Vavim Inu Beisak Zeh Simul Tar Moshe. So he says, I'm buying a chelik in your assets, basically. Lav Dafka, I'm buying a chelik in this particular investment. Mikomokom Ilav Shehoyla Eisak Zeh, if you wouldn't have gotten the money from me to make the chasana, you would have to go work. And you would have had to stop your malam. You would have to do something to get the money. What would have happened? You would have had to not eat for 3 months and use all the money that you used to buy chicken to go... to pay for the wedding that you're making a Shabbos Seder for 10 people. That's what these do. Now, he says, "Oy bazoi, Lamaisa, you wouldn't have eaten for 3 months. You would have gotten sick. You gotten sick, you wouldn't have been able to teach. So Mamela, the salary that's coming in is a chelik of my iska. Because I have a chelik in your teaching.
You gotta sit in basement for many years to come up with that,
and
I'll tell you.
He says, Vim lo yeh lo malechol. No, it's a much bigger chiddush. No, but it's a much bigger chiddush because it's not. So he says, malechol lo yuchal lavet avoid the samalam just v'lo yaviach panasosai vim kain shapir nikra heter iska the chol mashe adam oisa la yaviach panasosai mikri revach. Maisa, that's your iska that you teach vim kain oisa. I'm buying money into stock, into your stock of your teaching. That's what Maisa the Marasham, which is on the other column here, he says. Look at
shares in Rebbe Pliny Corporation.
Correct. So he says like this.
I can't just take the marrying off of the kids.
Because that's not a business. You're not making money off that.
It's not money.
It's not an enterprise.
No, you're making money off teaching, but you're not making money off marrying off your kid. Yeah, what's like, char?
It's the mitzvah. Like when you support somebody's learning Torah.
I hear him saying, but the guy doesn't want to collect. He doesn't want to collect. He doesn't want to collect tzchar. He wants to collect money.
That's not the tzchar he's looking for. He wants to get paid back.
He wants cash.
If you want to buy into the,
we trust all of this big cash.
So, the Marsham in the other column next door, he says, "V'gam kvar hel abetshuvas ashoel meishiv." Degam beloy v'latzarich melamdus lahasi bitoy v'chadoyme al tzad heter iska mekumakum kiven deim eni yochal la'asoyso yitzdarch leizbatim melam. He brings down the whole thing. V'im kidvar v'tzarichin gadol shehuva muchach lehepach mekumakum gavisoyche shoyse gam mischar machem v'yemuchel sham baradvash ayimizbatim as mischar kvar veisi that it's mutter. Another thing he says is that this teaching thing is a huge chiddush. He doesn't want to go that far. But someone that has multiple businesses, even if you buy for one, that is not necessarily going to make money, but he has a share now in your other businesses. So therefore, if a person is making a chasana, and right now he has to borrow money to the chasana, if he has other investments, you can make heter iska. Because the guy's getting a chelik in all your investments. But if he has no other investments, then it won't work. That's all halacha l'maaseh. Now,
so someone with an electric bill, if he doesn't have any, if he, let's say he's not working, he's nothing. He can't lend with
heter iska, no. If guys no investments. Now, the only thing is that the Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva, what about if you own your house? It could be if the guy owns his house, if he's not a renter, if he owns his house, then you can make a heter iska based on the house. Because that's an asset.
Just a guarantee.
Any asset?
That's a guarantee.
Any asset?
So no, I'm buying into your house.
Why can't I do it on my pen? Why can't I do it?
No, because houses go up. No, no, because houses go up in value.
So watch.
No, they don't go up in value. No, because no one buys a watch as business. It's a personal thing. But your personal house, you could be renting. You know what? Listen, I'll put together some money. I'll buy a house as an investment. Your own personal house sometimes is an investment. People think of their own personal property as an investment as well. It's not just, you know, your clothing on your back. Something which your car is not an investment. That people don't buy that. That goes down in value the minute you yeah. But a house, that's something that people buy as a personal thing, but it's an investment as well. So the Minchas Yitzchak holds that if someone owns their house, you could write a heter iska based on the house. Okay, but when you're buying the house, you know, you have a Rebbe or a Melamed or a Koil person that's just buying a house. So he doesn't have any other investments. If he has any other investments, they don't equal the amount that he's borrowing for the house. He has a couple of stocks that he bought with his chasam, with $1,000 from his chasam. I mean, he doesn't have money. He doesn't have any investments. So again, to lend money on the house, a little complicated.
So the Shalom Eshev was saying that his job as a Rebbe could be considered iska.
Right.
And now he's saying that...
We're saying that's not, but other businesses
only
could.
Only other investments.
Correct. Not just,
Which makes it
back to square one for a Rebbe or for somebody that doesn't have investments.
Correct. And then it wouldn't be so simple to lend with a Heter Iska.
That sounds more similar to
so that's why those people go the Gemach route. Generally speaking.
That's why,
yeah.
Fine.
So the mice, that's that's pretty much it. Now, if you want, we can read through the Heter Iska so we can understand. But the truth is, with any time that you're doing Heter Iska, you just have to make sure that the thing which is being discussed as the Iska, there is an Iska there, and it makes sense. Yeah.
I just the only thing I have trouble understanding is why you giving up yourself to make a shvua is not the same thing as you agreeing to rebbe.
No, not at all.
A shvua is also secondary. It's not the inherent.
That's the whole purpose. That you're it's like you're saying, I really have to make a shvua, really, but I'm gonna forego me making the shvua. Okay. I don't want to make a shvua.
Yeah, do you want to read the iska?
Includes a chrys.
We don't have to. Okay.
A shvua is just a tool to verify you're saying the truth, but it's
right.